Taz and Jim and Ian Snedden, partner with Cohen Hiley Lawyers. It's Ask a Lawyer. Jim, we got a text question here for Ian.
Yep. Hey, guys. I lent an acquaintance of mine my vehicle the other day, and he totaled it.
Uh-oh.
Thankfully, he is fine. No other car was involved. Before I lent him the car, I specifically asked him not to speed since it's an older model. The car had brand new tires on it. It was in great working order. That individual ended up rolling the car, and the only way that amount of damage could have been done, according to the service folks, is if he was driving as fast as the car could possibly go. Here's the thing. Because we came upon financial hard times recently, we only had liability insurance on the vehicle, and I'm wondering if this is something I could take to small claims if he's unwilling to compensate me. Or is that for us, since we only had liability? So if you lend somebody your car, who has to pay if it gets in a car crash?
Is it under your insurance or is it under the driver's insurance? Do you know?
Well, one, I may have missed this class in law school because I don't remember it coming up. But here's my thought.
Yeah.
So the fact is, as long as the person is properly insured, whether or not he has collision or not, that's for his own error. But if another driver is negligent, then you could, in theory, sue in negligence. And I would think, you know, if he's related accurately, that the person was really driving as fast as he possibly could and all that sort of thing, then he might be negligent. But it would be better to speak with a personal injury lawyer on that, so maybe Matt Ryan from our firm. But small claims is an availability, because small claims, you know, when I started out as a lawyer, I think the maximum was about $5,000 you could claim, and now it's
35 grand, isn't it?
It's up there, yeah, for sure.
I wonder how much the car is even worth, though, because he did say it's an older model, so it's probably only worth $5,000 to begin with, depending on the model, of course. But
it's worth more to them because it was their vehicle to get around.
Yeah,
right?
I know, but what would it be? It wouldn't be worth them. It'd be worth the market value is what you would be
able
to get.
That's right. The judge would look at the fair market value of it. And now, I think the fact that all he had was liability insurance would suggest it's not a Ferrari.
Right. Let me ask you this question. Jim and I, both of our cars are starting to fall apart.
Yeah, yeah.
If we lend each other our cars and we each crash the other's car.
Into each other.
Will the insurance company buy us new cars?
Wait, no. I have a better question. Okay. If a hailstorm comes... Can I remove my car from the garage into the hailstorm, possibly drive a couple golf balls at it, at the side of it, or maybe at the top of the car?
Well, I think that's, if you're driving golf balls at it, that's insurance fraud, and you're claiming its hail. You can't do that.
I think that might apply to the first one, too. So I think your insurance fraud scheme, okay. I want nothing to do with it.
All right. Okay. No comment. If you've got a question for a lawyer you want to ask off of the radio, you can do it by contacting Cohen Hiley at CohenHiley.com.